their offense for me. They're a dangerous team. They play fast. They're skilled. They can execute plays, and they can hurt you offensively. That would be the big thing you'd have to watch with them. So that'll test your defense, and it'll test your defensive play, and you just got to be good. You got to be ready. If we had success in the power play, it does a lot of things for you. It gathers momentum. It brings confidence. It brings an expectation level. It helps you believe that you have a chance to win the game, because there's a game within a game, and that's the special teams game. So right away, if you get on the board, you're up one, and you're on the right track. So it helps you in a lot of ways. Well, I'm concerned. I mean, we gave St. Louis 6 power plays, and the last one was the one that hurt us. So we killed off 5, but it's very concerning, because that was one of the keys of the game. You know, if you have any number of keys you have, that would have been the biggest key. We're walking into St. Louis playing the top power play. So, you know, what are you doing? You're finding ways to make this more difficult, you know. So it is frustrating. But that's, you know, for me, it's your game management, whether it's power play, penalty killing, 4-on-4, all those things are leading to things that are not good emotions for us, so it makes it difficult.
What are the things that you're fine-tuning?
Because of the practice, you mean? Well, it helps. It helps execute more. It helps execute the details, but you've got to, in order to get it to help completely, you have to do it in practice and execute in practice. If you're not doing it in practice, it's hard to get it in the game. So, you know, if you're saying we had 2 great practices of execution, then I could say, yeah, we're helping ourselves, but I don't see that. You know, execution in practice sometimes is not as good as I'd like it to be, and I would like it to be better. We have to be better there. Is that our skill level? To a degree. But I think the good practice leads to good games. Let's put it that way. Mark Stewart, he's going to need some time, so he won't be a player in tomorrow's game. And we're going to assess him day to day until he gets better. No. Just keep it simple, get engaged in the game early, and let the puck do the work. You know, you get a hit, move the puck. Just keep it simple. As the game goes on, find your level. That's pretty much for any young player. His game is a good, solid game for me. He just needs to keep it simple and solid and just move the puck and keep the game in front of him. Well, I haven't seen him play in St. John's, but the reports have all been real good. So for me, he's really progressed, where you could really, to me, you can notice him more in the simple ways that he plays, just more efficient, just better, harder, more consistent. Because there were times where we saw him early where he was good, and then you wouldn't see it for a while. So he's just, his game has matured that way. Has he been working out? Is that a fitness test question? What is that? Is that what you're asking me? Is he? Well, we manage players the way we manage players. If they're able to work out, that's what we do. And to what level, that's what we do. We sort that stuff out. So conditioning, we are conditioning him, yes. Yeah, sure, he's able to do some things, and that's what we do with him and all the players. You know, some you can't, but with him, we're able to do some things with him. Yeah, this is a pretty good challenge. I'll just put it that way. That's a pretty good challenge. You know, the group is growing and changing, and it always does, even if you got the same guys. So as it morphs itself into whatever we are or trying to become, you see some of the changes, and there's always challenges. And this group is challenging. I wouldn't say any more or any less than others, just they're challenging. And I'd like to see some things happen at a faster pace, yes. Yeah, I would agree with him. What, you know, it keeps you on your toes. And it's good. We need to play on our toes. We've played fairly well in some games against some fairly good opponents, and we know that we can play with them. We have to close it out. That's where we're missing. We've got to close out the game. And that's, you know, and to me there's no reason to not close it out other than ourselves. We're getting in our own way. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm.